Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
After a good ways around the lake, you both kind of stumble on the edge of a patch of growth that looks like kind of right along what you're looking for. Lank, you're not sure about the color of the berries because your dark vision is black and white, but the rest of it seems to line up just right with the description that you're given. You seem to have a pretty good eye for this kind of thing, and even without that, you're able to pretty well confirm. So you start, you know, bending over into this patch of wolfsbane and start to harvest it. Batwhack, you catch a glimpse of these dark berries in the edge of your torchlight, and you as well start to gather some up. And you're both so absorbed in this task that you eventually bump heads.
What, is Batwhack laying prone on the ground? It's pretty much the only way that's going to happen.
No, he's incredibly flexible, and his head is between his feet.
That's how you've got to harvest wolfsbane.
That's true.
Your ass has to be right up in the air.
That's the only way to do it safely.
But
this is where I donkey punch Link.
No, I have to be. I would have to be facing the other direction.
But sorry. Yes, no. The takeaway is you both have handfuls of wolfsbane, aka belladonna.
Oh yay! I was going to say that. That's awesome.
All right. Will, the door opens before you, and there stands Esmeralda. She says, "Good! I don't know exactly what would have happened, but I don't think it would have been good."
Great. Thanks for opening the door.
Just wait. You've got him with you? What do you...
Yep. Nope. What do you want to... No, I don't! And I walk by her. What are you talking about?
She comes along after you. What's the plan here?
I was about to let him go. Batwhack wanted to tie him up and bring him back up here. Well, actually, Batwhack wanted to kill him. You're looking at me as if I'm weird for not wanting to kill the small child. I'm going to step on the platform and say up. I'm going to wait for her.
She's scurrying along after and scrambles up. She athletically actually just kind of hops up onto the platform.
So athletic, I'm jealous.
One of the chains is loose, so it kind of sends it kind of...
I'm going to hang on to one chain because I do not trust... Fuck, there's too many of us on here already.
And she says, well, I just I have some experience with dealing with these kinds of creatures, and unless you have a way to remove said curse, I don't know what you plan on doing. This is basically a ticking time bomb.
Can they break out of ropes? Like, am I carrying a ticking time bomb?
They're quite strong. I don't know how well the ropes were tied. Over time, I think that would eventually not be a long-term solution.
All right, well, he was kept in a cage in the other place. Maybe we could have a cage. Also, this is all crap. Will's, like, second-guessing himself, but he's like, you know what? If you want to, you can murder this sleeping child here. Look, check him out. He shows, look at this sleeping child.
You've gotten to the second floor, and Bernard is sitting there waiting.
Oh, come on!
All right, he hops on. The platform swings a little bit.
All right.
You hear it go...
Yeah.
That was a creak.
Cool.
Oh, wait, here.
Oh, that was a creepy one, no. No! Totally, does Bernard know what's going on?
Have you told him?
Do I have to have, like, play-by-plays in my head, or does he know what's going on through me? Alright.
Yeah, he doesn't perceive your perceptions, and
So I will put the kid down, I guess, just so Bernard can check him out. And if Bernard has a question about who the kid... I mean, like, I'm assuming Bernard can make the connection of who the kid is.
He comes up and smells him and knows who he is.
Right. And he hears the conversation I'm having with the lady, yep. So...
Yep. I mean, he's somewhat on board, or on the same page. Yeah.
Cool.
Rafina, you're alone in this top floor with an unconscious werewolf.
Yep. I'm twiddling my thumbs. I'm really... Has anyone said anything to me about sewing clothes? No.
No one has said anything to you about sewing clothes. That's true.
That's what I could be doing, but no one's going to tell me to.
Esmeralda had descended to help Will get inside, but now the platform is coming back up.
Okay. I turned my head in that direction.
All right. You see the chains moving. Knowing what you know about the speed of the platform, it'll be, a short while till it gets back up here.
Yeah. That's why I don't use any energy to do anything else.
You keep churning your peace cheese. Yes, not a euphemism.
I've got to make some new cheese. I'm all out.
So, is there anything else you want to say to Esmeralda as you're ascending?
I'm just waiting. Mm. I mean, like, it's just, Will finds this interesting that, I mean, Will is not a werewolf expert, but he finds it interesting that he seems to be the only person that's like, maybe we don't want to just kill this kid? I mean, if there is a possibility of curing him, like, he's kind of a little weirded out right now, I think.
Were you going to say something, Greg?
I don't think it's the consensus of the whole group. I don't think Lang wants to kill the kid.
Sweet. Well, then both of the bad guys don't want to kill the kid.
Lang's concern was if you could only save one of them, they were going to save Nick.
Will wasn't sure about that. I don't know. This is all, it would be an interesting discussion.
Too bad you all ran to opposite corners of this valley.
I know!
Yeah, really.
We're all like, get away from each other. Goodbye.
So, the platform makes its way up, and Rafina, you see Nick and... Nick. You do see Nick.
Nope.
He's laying there. That's what I meant. Yeah. Nick is there, unconscious.
Oh, look, there's Nick. Oh, wait, he was there.
Yeah.
The whole time.
But you also see Will and Esmeralda and a cocoon of rope lying on the floor as well of the platform. And St. Bernard, the Nard Dog.
The Nard Dog. Hello. You guys, he's asleep. Did anyone bring me Wolfsbane? Did you see Lank?
Yeah, he was asking us about Wolfsbane. He was saying something about Belladonna, which was something completely different, but...
No, that's the same thing. Duh.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. So, well, there. I guess he and Bathwack are going into the dark woods to find some.
And by the way, I told you all of this through my Nightingale speech, so I know that we're just having a redundant conversation. So I apologize.
Your Nightingale speech.
Yes.
It sounds like a literary device.
Well, Will like hauls the kid up again and puts him over by the wood stove and sits on him. And Bernard has Bernard come and sit next to him, too. I think Will is regarding literally everyone as an enemy right now.
But you're sitting on the kid?
Yeah, like I'm sitting on him. Not what? Like heavily, like to make him not breathe, but like sitting on him so that if he wakes up, maybe my weight will be enough also with the rope to not have him claw his way out. Okay. Am I being stupid?
I'm just trying to picture a full-grown man sitting on a kid,
sitting
bound
in
rope.
But it's in a big cocoon, and I'm sitting on him, like, lightly.
You realize that's a joke. He's not literally...
What?
It's not like four layers of thick hemp and rope.
Okay, but I'm sitting... First of all, I've sat on my own kids, and I'm like a big fat-ass lady, so Will is not as heavy as I am.
There's an episode title.
Sat on my own kids.
It's true, though. Like,
And they weren't infused with the strength of werewolf.
Right. Okay, so, like, he's 8 or something, you said. 7 or 8 or something like that. So he's the size of our oldest child.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm a... Let's look at my actual weight. I'm not a giant man, I don't think. Where would my weight be? I probably have it somewhere.
I'm sure you do. What was his birth weight? You probably know that.
I don't know that. Let me think. He was the firstborn. Let's see.
See? There you go, guys. I was not joking.
But, I mean...
Okay,
you know,
that's fine.
I don't mean on his chest or on his head. Like, on his...
His head?
Yeah, just sit on his head. fart on his nose.
Pink eye. That's the way to cure a wolf. Werewolf.
Is this really that ridiculous?
No, it's fine. Whatever.
I mean, how much do you weigh? You could sit on Archer and not kill him. He's a werewolf child. Listen, everyone. I'm going to talk about this for 20 minutes.
While sitting on him. Yep. The CPS agent comes up the rickety elevator, starts interviewing you.
I mean, he's a kid, but he's a werewolf. I'm not... Okay. Bill is not going to sacrifice his fucking life to...
All right.
Okay?
Yep.
Is it all working now?
This is great.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about whether you have a pencil again.
I'm going to murder you! You're the one who questioned it. Fuck you.
So, Rafina, Will sits on Nat.
Oh, you're going to crush him! No, just kidding.
I knew that was coming.
No, she nods and says, I've sat on my own kids.
I'm constantly sitting on children everywhere.
You probably have sat on your children. They probably came out of eggs if you do have children. You probably have like little robin's eggs and then you sat on them and then your little halfling children came out of them or something.
Racist!
Very cute. No, it's true. It's just the truth.
Yeah, so, alright, so what happened to you?
Bathwack tried to murder a child.
Aw, that's interesting that you see it that way. Tell me more.
So really? Is that what you say? See, everyone here, what is going on? This kid was a kid only a few hours ago. No? Will's like baffled by this.
My intuition just tells me that it probably wasn't like that.
That he was...
I mean, I think your perspective of it is probably valid, but you're also a little bit paranoid.
So he's, like, evil all the time? Well, if I was paranoid, I would assume that this child was evil. But we walked with him for hours, and those other werewolves changed in broad daylight. I don't think... Is it a full moon? I look out the window. I probably can't even look out.
You have no idea.
No idea. So, okay. But the other werewolves changed whenever they wanted to. So I'm assuming at any point he could have changed. I mean, I don't know. Whatever.
What's your emotion right now?
I am baffled. That is like, is that an emotion? Baffled?
Confused.
It's like not confusion because it's not like, what's happening? It's just more like, I can't believe I'm the only one that feels this way. Like, how could Bathwack just kill a kid? See, to offer some enlightenment on Will's perspective on this, Will is not a black and white good guy. Like, he's not at all. He had to do a lot of really bad things in his life. He is not a great guy. And so he's like, so wait, so like, this is a child and people are just willing to like kill this kid because he, not by choice, was turned into a werewolf. And we've heard that maybe you can turn a werewolf into not a werewolf anymore.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that Bathwack wasn't making the choice because for the wrong reason. Now I'm getting tangled in my own thoughts here.
Well, who killed Nick? Or almost killed him? Can I ask that? What happened up here? Because I heard Bathwack coming up the chain, and I'm guessing, let me guess, it's Bathwack who, what did he say when he first met us? The good among you have nothing to fear. Right, Rafina?
He did say that. Isn't that charming?
Oh, it's so charming. See, I have a problem with people like that, because that's not... Oh, man. Will's just... That's what he says. Oh, man. And then he just is quiet.
Listen, Will. We have a lot of baddies out there. We gotta stick together.
Right. And kill all the children. All right, next time I'll just kill the child and I won't even think about it again.
I'm not pro-killing children. And I want this one to survive. We're looking for some wolfsbane right now.
What does that do? What does this do?
Well, first you take it and you whap them as hard as you can with it.
Sounds like this is a real solution.
You see Esmeralda just shaking her head this whole time.
Will's like, is this a... have we sent Lank and Bathwack to their deaths in the woods, like, for no reason?
Are we back yet?
Nope. We'll get there in a minute.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Here they are gonna die. Strahd's coming.
As I had said, it sounds like a ceremonial portion of what sounds like a larger right, perhaps, that you know, I've seen clerics with the ability to remove curses and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know that the plant alone would accomplish it, but...
What's a plant alone?
Plant alone. It's what you wear on your plants. It's what you wear on your legs in when you live in a Splanish-speaking country.
That was awesome. Wow.
All right, well, I want to be able to remove curses then. Can we please level up?
Yeah, I mean, like, so who can do this? Really super powerful people?
I don't know that it's an incredibly advanced bit of magic. It's not certainly for a novice, but I don't know that you have to be some sort of grand archbishop or whatnot. I'm sorry, Rafina, I'm not up on the lingo with church-going folk like.
Oh, it says cleric, paladin, and warlock. There's a remove curse.
Yeah.
Spell.
Yeah, I don't have it.
It's all three of us. Mm-hmm.
So it is certainly within everyone's reach, I believe.
Unless... Are we allowed to trade things in?
Right now, nope. When you level, you can.
What if I give you $20?
I don't have any third level spells, so.
Oh, you don't? Oh, okay. I'm more intimately involved with Will's spell progression, so I don't know. I for some reason I thought everybody gained them at the same time, but I guess not.
I have third level spell. You really don't? And I even have a fourth level spell.
Yeah, I see that. What level is everybody? Seventh level, I think. Is that where we're?
Yeah, at? Seven.
Yeah, so clerics have. That's when seventh level is when they get fourth level spells. So
you just didn't pick it, and yeah, it's just, you know. This will just become an ethical dilemma. Mm-hmm. So what's happening to Bathwacken?
So, yes.
Sounds like something bad's going to happen. I'm scared.
Rafina's rooting through her tinderbox.
Root.
So yes, Lank and Bathwack, you have found the Wolfsbane. The Belladonna is in hand. Do you return to the tower?
Yes. Post haste.
Okay. Do you skip hand in hand?
Again, Bathwack would have to be pretty limber.
Hand and foot.
I'm gonna snuff the torch now and move out closer to the edge of the lake and replace it with my sword.
Oh, your flaming sword?
Yeah, I'm just gonna throw the torch in the lake. No, not the flaming sword, the silvered sword.
Oh, okay. So you're just trying to go by what ambient light there is?
Yeah.
Okay.
There is none.
It's very little.
Yeah.
I mean, it's clear enough that you can make your way along the edge of the lake. You can't make out very much into the woods. So you had begin to circle back around. You didn't make it quite halfway around the lake, so I'm assuming you go shortest path back to the causeway. As you head back that way, Lank, give me a perception check.
Don't screw up.
I used my 20 on the finding the.
That's why. Give me one with disadvantage.
All right.
Oh, I got 19.
Yay!
I got 6.
Oh no!
All right.
That torch went out, and you were just you're out of it entirely.
All right. So in the forest, Lank, you see a figure.
Oh shit!
Maybe 40 feet away. Looks like it's maybe heading generally in your direction.
Oh my god.
This figure walks alone, with the stride and bearing of one who knows no fear.
Oh my god.
Oh crap.
Clad in rusty armor, it clutches a gleaming long sword in its pale hand, and it looks ready for a fight.
Oh my
rusty
god.
Rusty armor.
We need to get the wolf... Well, I would first alert Bathwack, because he rolled a 6. But we need to get the Wolfsbane back to the tower.
Let's try to sprint there.
I'm game for that. I would imagine Bathwack's faster than me. So I would give him my Wolfsbane.
Okay.
Or give me all of it?
Yeah, I give you what I collected so that since I'm going to be back of the line, if this guy catches up to me, I'm not holding Wolfsbane. I can use my weapons.
Okay. Well, what do you want me to do? We don't have a lot of time. Do you want me to continue?
Yeah, keep going. We got to get it to, if we can help Nick, let's help Nick, and then we'll see what this dude is up to.
All right, I'll try to get the Wolfsbane in the castle and then come out and help.
Okay, I'm going to run towards the tower as well, because I figure defending ourselves on the island will be easier than defending ourselves in the woods.
Yeah.
Okay.
All cool. Right.
Both of you give me athletics check.
Oh, here we go. Ooh. I have a good athletics. Oh shit! Yeah, I rolled a two. But I add 8, so I'm at 10 for athletics.
All right, 24.
See, I knew you'd be faster than me.
So Bathwack quickly sprints ahead of you, Lank. Your short legs you're striving hard to keep up, but he is loping along the shore, and is soon quite far distant from you. You're still plowing along as well. You hear from behind you, it sounds like this figure has maybe started to speed up to try to catch up to you. You hear sort of the crashing through the undergrowth of the forest, and you hear a voice call out, "Halt!"
Oh, whoa. Crap.
Halt?
Well, he could be casting command. Anyway.
Oh, whatever. Shit! Oh,
yeah, is there a tug to this, or...
Not magically or psionically or anything like that, unless there is in character a tug. You certainly are not compelled to stop unless you feel like you would be.
If there's no magical compulsion, then no, I'm going to keep going. My goal is to get to the water's edge, hopefully the water's edge on the island side, but at least the water's edge on some water's edge so that I can get my weapons loose. But I think I'm already going to be getting them in my hands to get ready to fight.
You're pretty close to the shore. I'm assuming you were sticking close to Bathwack, and he was basically on the shoreline so that he could make his way without having a lit torch. So you're pretty much there at the water's edge, not at the causeway yet.
Okay, I'm making for the causeway.
All right. You up in the tower, you guys even hear this faintly, but you hear this, "Halt!" sort of echoing across the lake.
Did you hear that? I don't think it was a nightingale.
Sounds like I need to rest for another hour before I hear that. I didn't hear anything. I'm sitting on this werewolf child.
Will says to the elevator, "Up and stay up."
Yep.
You hop on it crashes through the ceiling. You're floating around the city of London.
Yay!
You see your little shack down below. All right.
Does the voice sound familiar? Can I roll for that?
Sure. Intelligence?
Intelligence. Oh, I'm the smartest man alive.
Oh, amazing.
8.
Okay. The voice does not sound familiar to you. It sounds kind of unworldly, worldy. It doesn't sound like a normal, person voice.
Oh, great. I definitely just sit where I am. Let's pretend
you
we
plug
didn't hear
your
that.
Fingers in
yep.
your ears.
Yes.
I'm resting. You have your sleep mask on.
Oh, man. It's like a ghost or something. Fuck. Ah. I throw the werewolf child at the ghost. Through the window, across the lake. I'm really strong. Let's do this.
Got it. All right. But then you'd have to get off of him first. You wouldn't have your nice seat anymore.
Ugh, and it would take a lot of my...
Also, he's completely squished flat, so he's not very aerodynamic.
I'm going to kill everyone. I swear.
Bathwack, you've made it to the far end of the causeway, or the shore end of the causeway.
Oh, okay. I'm not across the causeway, but I'm at the...
You can make your way across it to the tower.
Yeah, I'm straightest line I can, right to the door. When I get within, say, 30 feet from the door, I'm going to shout to Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
Say, open the door.
Oh, okay, she says. And up there, she says, "Down!"
Oh, shit.
And then she starts descending.
I'm going to make it to the door before she does.
Yes, you definitely will. Lank, you are just, those stumper legs are just pounding away. You're trying to make it to the causeway there. You see Bathwack streaking across it. He's naked. Towards the tower.
Yes.
I've just been throwing everything into the lake. As
just trying to shed weight.
First thing to go was the wolf's bane.
Wait, we really have switched roles. Now he's a coward.
I think what happened is it's kind of like a Scooby-Doo thing. Like, as soon as you started running, you just left your armor just standing there, and it was just frozen in space for a moment, and it clattered to the ground.
That's amazing.
And, Blank, you hear this crashing behind you getting closer. This voice shouts out again. Let's see. Let's phrase this. Let's make it great. Edit this all out.
Okay, I will.
All of it, including what I say.
Okay.
Officially. And everything I've said. Edit it all out. All
right, cool.
I don't exist. I'm a regular verbal kint.
Excellent reference.
Thank
now
you.
I have to keep it in.
Now I'm busy. I wasted brain space thinking about that reference.
Yep.
Not what I'm going to say. I'm trying to...
This is the greatest role-playing I've ever witnessed.
It's beautiful. My improvisational ability is just unparalleled.
Lank has by this time made it to the top of the tower.
Right, exactly.
He's asleep.
Yay!
I thought there was someone behind me. I guess not.
See, now I've built this up too, so whatever I say is gonna be unimpressive.
I know, because you're like, what is this? Must be specific. It must be something that gives something away or is awesome. But now it's just ruined.
It's gonna be neither.
It's gonna be neither.
And 20 minutes later, it's halt.
Yeah. Plantalone. Is that the episode title?
Yeah.
Plantalone.
Plantalone. Oh, I'm dying.
Nat, put on your plantalones.
Plantalones es in biblioteca. Blanca Glato. I've never taken Spanish.
Yeah, but you're doing pretty good.
Thank you.
I thought you were talking Italian.
Glacias.
Glacias. Well, this odd speech impediment, a character has to have it with just inserting L's right after the first consonant of everything you say.
Of every Spanish word they say.
Of every Spanish word, exactly.
It's still me.
Yep, we're still waiting.
I was not prepared for this at all, just so you know.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I just thought of it on the fly.
You did?
Yeah, I'm rolling with it. But...
You're not rolling with it.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm not.
It, but you're not.
I'm rolling into a wall with it.
Yeah.
He says, Allies of Strahd! Your time on this earth is short!
Allies of Strahd, you dumbass.
I'm not going to stop running.
No. Are you going to tell him that actually, no, just you are short?
Nice.
You got it all wrong.
Blank just hears short and he gets so mad.
You son of a bitch. Let this be our final battle. Whoever you are.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You called me short. Prepare to die.
Turned out the guy had only seen Bathwack, hadn't seen Lank at all, so he runs into me full speed, trips over me, falls in the lake. The armor drags him to the bottom. He drowns.
And we go on playing.
Oh, damn it. I should have said my name is Inigo Montoya.
Aww, lost opportunity.
Yep.
I'm going to get to the, if I can, I'm going to get to the head of the causeway and turn.
You think you might be able to get there. He is definitely gaining on you.
Then I'm going to stop where I am.
Okay.
And turn.
And turn around?
Yep.
All right. All right, so you see this creature advancing on you through the woods. Give me a wisdom check.
Yeah, this will go well. That's not nearly as good as I was hoping it would be. Plus one. So that is an even 10.
Okay. You were able to make out in the eyes of this creature. They're blazing bright with both intelligence and an utter hatred.
Whoa.
Do I feel like it's directed at me personally?
I mean, he's coming at you.
That's true.
So at least physically it is.
Lang's gonna shout back, since I'm assuming it was only a few seconds since he said the thing about allies of Strahd, mm-hmm. Lang's going to say, I don't know, I can't come up with anything clever either.
I'll give you 10 minutes, go ahead. Halt!
I have tears from all this.
He says something like, allies of Strahd may come no further.
Ooh.
All right. You see and hear him skid on his heels to a stop, like in a Scooby-Doo cartoon.
It's all Scooby-Doo references tonight.
No, but he still advances on you, but he slowly reduces his speed until he's sort of walking purposefully up to you.
And, I'm going to have my warhammer in both hands, ready to fight, but I'm not going to run either.
He has his long sword in hand. He doesn't have it, like, raised above his head. It's in one hand and kind of down, but you can tell, being someone, you know, well-versed in martial combat, that he is ready to strike with that thing. He's ready to use it. But he says, I am no ally of Strahd. What brings you to this land? What are you doing skulking about these woods at night?
I could ask you the same thing. I can't say that with a straight face. We're not skulking. We're seeking aid for our friend wounded in a fight against werewolves. But we are no friends of Strahd.
Okay. By the way, anything this guy says, you guys at and in the tower can make out.
Seriously? Oh, we can hear?
Mm-hmm. Again, it's again carrying across the lake, but he's making no efforts to be quiet or anything like that.
Can we peek out the window and see what he looks like?
Just over the edge, just your eyes poking up like Kilroy.
Yeah. Probably can't see anything.
Can't make anything out.
Fuck.
Nope. If anybody up there has dark vision, which I don't think Rafina... Does Rafina? I don't think Rafina does. No. Nope. So it's just dark out there.
All right, sit back down. Rest for an hour.
It took about 45 minutes for him to say that second phrase, so you're pretty close.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Phew.
Let's see. No ally of Strahd?
I don't know who this guy is, so I may not tell him that Strahd doesn't like us, but it sounds like it would put us in his good graces.
So what do you say?
I want to be in your good graces, so Strahd. We are strangers to this land and in fact are enemies of Strahd.
He pulls up his sword and sheathes it. And he says, I'm glad to hear it. If you seek assistance, I suggest you travel to Argenvostholt.
What?
God bless you. We have a friend who has been injured by a werewolf. Might there be somebody there who can help him?
You say werewolf, and he spits on the ground. And he says, "Oh, werewolves! They are in league with the devil himself."
Not this. You need to meet this guy. This is not by choice.
He says, "I do not know.
I need a donut."
In Argenvostholt, you will find Vladimir Horngard. I would recommend you convince him to try to help you in your fight against the Dreadlord of this valley. I do not know if he will be able to help your friend and the curse that afflicts him.
Okay, the name... I'm struggling just a little bit. The name of the town is what again?
You seek a castle, Argenvostholt.
And the man's name?
Vladimir Horngard. There is a spur leading south off the main road between here and Valaki. The head of it is marked with a pillar topped by a dragon head.
Oh, here's the push we needed. If only we'd run into this guy before.
Many people remember it with the mocking that they deliver to their compatriots as they pass by.
We may have seen such a place. And the people of this castle are enemies of Strahd?
Yes, we were former knights of the Order of the White Dragon. We were defeated in the battle against him long, long ago. Our spirits remain in this valley.
Whoa, you are a ghost!
You're not here. Like, physically.
This is not my original body. I inhabit this body.
What?
We rise through the corpses of those found here.
Ew.
You say that you're part of an order of the White Dragon?
Sorry, he said silver.
Silver.
I said dragon? White, but he okay. said silver.
Order of the Silver Dragon. It's been a long time.
Where did you come by that name?
Argenvost was a silver dragon. He led us in this fight. He unfortunately was slain as well in this battle.
Might his head have gone missing?
I know nothing of that.
We came across a dragon skull recently in the possession of werewolves. Those werewolves are all dead, but we still have the skull.
I
think we were wondering what to do with it. I don't think we had a plan for it.
I know of no other dragons than Argenvost here in Barovia. His tomb lies at Argenvostholt. Please return that skull there. Set his spirit at rest if it remains here. I do not know if it does. We, his knights, do remain.
In your spirit form, can you follow and enter this tower?
I am committed to wandering these lands, these forests, seeking out and destroying those in league with Strahd.
Do you just assume everyone is in league with Strahd that you see?
I hear you up there! I'm still keeping my eye on you!
To be plain, we have not encountered many people who we might consider allies in this land. Are you nearby in these woods if we run into trouble?
I wander here and there. Many of my fellow members do as well. You may perhaps encounter us through your travels.
Is there anything we can say out loud to get your attention? Like a...
Well, you could mention that you love Strahd. We'll come running.
Link! Hey, Link!
One of my compatriots. Yes, Rafina?
May I speak? Not in the Nightingale tongue?
Well, I wouldn't have understood the hey, Link, if it was in Nightingale.
Well, I knew that. Ask him how to cure a werewolf, or did you already?
So you're shouting this across the lake, you guys?
Yeah. Oh, wait. You're all the way across the lake now?
We're
He's
at,
been
well, yeah,
across
I didn't,
the lake.
I wasn't sure I'd make it to the mouth of the causeway.
But you said that we could hear them.
You can hear the other guy, because he's basically shouting.
Yeah, sound really does carry.
Oh, so I can't hear Link, but I can hear dead like, guy.
Yeah.
Link, I can't hear you, but ask the dead guy. So I don't know that
back.
You asked.
Try the wolf's bane for now. He's given me some directions.
Okay.
Somebody who might be able to help us.
Awesome.
But we should probably get people downstairs and we should start moving.
Okay.
My need for vengeance, my curse draws me on my way. Good luck, short one.
I don't have it written down. Damn it, it's on another sheet. I can't remember the name of the divinity that Lang follows.
White flower, silver coin divinity.
Yeah.
I can't
remember
find it.
Her name. She's...
Baranar True Silver.
Mm-hmm.
True Silver, that, yep. And that lines up because he's with the Silver Dragon.
Nice.
May True Silver guide your sword. Even though she's not a warrior goddess, as I recall, still, you know.
Oh, that lines up because I'm with the Silver Dragon.
I know, right? High five.
He nods solemnly and ghastly at you. Ghastly.
Oh.
Because he's like a dead thing.
Cool.
Yep.
Ghoulishly.
No, ghastly.
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 And I love that Spanish word. It's my favorite word. And He trods off back through into the forest. Off back through into the forest.
All of the words mm-hmm. into.
Insert preposition here.
Lank will since the guy can't go with him, he's going to return to the tower to help get preparations made.
All right. Bathwack, Esmeralda does make her way down to the door.
That is a slow elevator.
Yep, Lank is up in the fourth floor, but no, yeah, part way into that conversation, she makes her way down to the door and opens it for you.
All right, I'm going to put the pile of wolfsbane into her hands and tell her to go tend to Nat and Nick. And then I'm going to do an about face just in case Lank needs help.
All right, so you can make it back to Lank kind of as this creature, this figure is moving back into the forest.
One of the rarest of finds in this land, a friend.
That couldn't have gone any better.
I wasn't sure what to expect. I didn't expect that. And I'll relate who this man was and where he told us to go. And we need to take the skull.
Oh, good. All right, well, do we need to leave right away?
If we want to help Nick, I think we should get there as soon as possible. We're looking for Vladimir Horngard at Castle Arkenvoldstad. Lank has this written on his palm.
Did he say that Vladimir could cure them?
He said that Vladimir would be the likeliest person to be able to help. And regardless of whether he can or not, we would find allies, or at least like-minded people there, people who are against Strahd. And it's a castle. That sounds like a step up from where we are now.
All right. Yeah, I guess I'm ready to go back inside then.
All right. So you're headed back to the tower. Will and Rafina, Esmeralda comes back up the elevator, holding a bunch of berries and leaves. And she
poison ivy. Keep it away from me.
Will's like, oh, a plant. And she holds them out to you, Rafina.
Oh, is that the right thing? Oh, it is! All right. And so I grab it. I run over to Nick. And first I tickle his nose with it. And then I slap him across the face with it.
I love that so much.
And now I'm waiting.
All right.
Oh, wait. Wait, he's supposed to ingest it. Okay.
Where is this information coming from? It's like she's reading it somewhere. I have no idea. This is like a real world werewolf cure, like in this land, America, like
it's
United
a really
States.
Really bad cookbook in the terrarium.
We got these plants off of the Google bush. Okay. Oh, no, there's another one where it says you have to hit it. I like hitting him. Just to be
Rafina's
sure.
Rafina's saying all this out loud.
Just to be sure, I'll feed it to him, too. I very quickly tear it up, and this is going to be gross, but I'm going to chomp it up in my own mouth, and then I'm going to roll it into a little ball.
Oh, don't you.
That's so great.
And I'm going to put it into his mouth.
I love it. No, that's
He's
amazing.
Asleep. What else am I going to do?
I love it so much.
Die?
Oh my god, she gets a little bit poisoned.
That's right. True, I do get a little poison. But I'm immune, right?
Well, roll a constitution check.
She asks
check.
After the fact. I'm sure this will be fine.
I spent the last 30 seconds building up an immunity.
Wolfsbane, odorless, tasteless, dissolves instantly in liquid.
Okay, what am I rolling? Stupidity?
A constitution saving throw.
Okay.
Lank, we should just get ready to go search the woods for a wolfsbane antidote.
We need anti-wolfsbane. Yep.
So, I have a 5 plus 2.
Okay.
Not so great.
All right, you take 3 poison damage.
Oof.
And you are poisoned.
Oh!
What does that mean?
Every day... You get to make that same saving throw. If you fail, you will take more damage. Also, until this poison ends, the damage can't be healed by any means.
Oh my god. What? So, like, every day? For how long? You just don't even know?
7 days. I'll tell you out of character. Or unless she... Yeah, if you save, it ends. Or if after 7 days, then it wears off.
Does she save every day?
At the end, in 24 hours, she'll be able to save again.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Bathwack, we need to find either some Calabar beans or a manicheel tree.
Esmeralda's just standing against the wall, just shaking her head.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Both of them contain phytostigmine, which is the only... It itself is highly toxic, but it is the it counteracts... Belladonna.
But then what do you have to take when you eat that?
You just have to make sure to eat the right amount. If you eat too much, then you have to count it with Belladonna.
Oh, right, of course.
Oh my god.
So let's see what these bastards look like.
All right.
Lang's heading back out with his...
You're not even up there yet. You're just assuming this is going wrong. Rafina, so you definitely taste bad and you feel crappy.
Oh, my tummy hurts.
Oh. Do you still feed it to Nick?
I've already put it in his mouth.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Uh-oh. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Well, it's going to help him, guys.
Right. It's bad for you if you don't have anything else in your system.
Does he bite her in the face now? This is terrible.
He's asleep.
He's rolling asleep. Something. Right. I don't know what he's doing.
Okay.
I'm scared. What are you doing? That was like the third roll you've made.
So, you put it in his mouth.
We're gonna kill him, aren't we? Oh my god.
It would be like the sweetest way to kill him, though. It's like, you sacrificed your own health to try to help him. You know, if he dies now.
This is the worst thing ever.
What are we supposed to do about it?
Wait, what did the ghost guy say? Link!
The ghost said, there's a man in the castle who might be able to help us.
Oh, that's really helpful. Okay.
Nick lets out a wet cough,
and
blood kind of sprays out from his mouth.
Good blood, right? Good blood.
And you, as someone well-versed in medicine, you think he might be dying again.
Oh my god.
Jeez. This was the wrong plant!
Clearly that was the problem. Oh no.
Shoot. Well, it's a cantrip. Can I just stabilize him again?
You can.
I love this so much. It's just like the most innocent experimentation on a sick person.
I poke him on the nose again and shimmy away.
Aww. Her face was so sad when she just did. That was the cutest thing ever. Shimmy away, like, regretfully.
Yep.
That was so sad.
A mournful shimmy.
That was such a mournful shimmy.
All right. Yes, he is stabilized once again. You suspect he might be poisoned still.
Ooh.
Shit. But he is unconscious and not actively dying once again, because you are a magical halfling cleric.
Yeah, fat lot of good that did us.
After having handed the plants to you, Esmeralda headed back down, and she'll have the door open and waiting for you, Lank and Bathwack. I'm assuming you want to head back up.
Yeah, I'm happy to go in.
Yep.
All right. Short elevator ride later, everyone is back together again. Nick has a fresh spray of blood across his tunic that wasn't there before.
Yeah, rub it in. Rub it in.
Why would I rub it in? That'll, like, stain more. Thankfully, it didn't spray far enough to stain his plantalones. So here you are. It's 11:22 in real life.
Yeah.
What is everybody doing?
I would have, first been disappointed that the Belladonna didn't work.
When the internet said it would.
Yeah, exactly. We live in a land of chaos, not bound by rules. But then I would relate my encounter with the ghost. And say, well, now it's even more important that we get to this castle.
Yes. And now we have to bring two bodies with us.
Will crosses his arms and bristles at the entire room.
Do you think we should banish them and then unbanish them when we've figured out what we're going to do? Is that a great idea?
What are we doing?
I can banish them to a different plane.
Will's like, I can banish you to a different plane, too. Would you like to be banished?
I don't know what you mean, Will.
Is it obvious that Rafina's poisoned? Or are you going to tell us, Rafina, that you're poisoned?
Well, I told you my tummy hurts.
Roll a medicine check.
All right. 15.
Yeah, you think that she might be having a little something-something.
Can I lesser restoration myself? Because I can touch a creature and end one disease or condition affecting it.
Yes.
Well, duh! All right. I'd like to be able to do it to Nick, too, though.
Is that like a level 1 spell?
I'm looking. It's a level 2 spell.
Do you have level 2 spell slots?
Yeah, that's the only question.
Of course you do.
Let's see. Did I do Prayer of Healing? I have it written down. Let me check my bullet journal. Yeah, I'm fine. Ha-ha!
So sure, yeah.
So should I do it for me or should I do it for Nick? You guys, who should I heal?
It sounds like you have enough to do for both.
Okay, right. Yes, I do have 3 second level spell slots. Spots. Yes, pantalones.
How many? You have 3 of them?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Great. So in the meantime, I'm gonna take some of the, whatever this plant is. It's horrible. The deadly nightshade, whatever it is you're holding. And I'm going to feed it to Nat.
No! Don't you dare!
Oh no, Will would not let you do that. Try it.
Oh come on, we just gave it to Nick.
Yeah, and he spurted blood out of his mouth, Bathwack. You child.
We're trying to cure them.
No, you are not. You're trying to poison this kid.
You need to chew it up.
Does nobody else?
If I was trying to kill him, I would have done it already.
Meanwhile, doo-wop, doo-boo, that's my little spell, and I've...
I love this doo-wop accompaniment to like, Will and I kill each other.
Dramatic. And then I do Nick too.
Sorry. I talked over your doo-wopping.
I doo-wopped. I doo-wopped and now we're restored lesserly.
Yep. So yeah, there's this doo-wopping in the background and Bathwack is saying that he wants to give this to the kid.
I was serious. I was like, you will not do that. No, I don't think so. Nope.
I'm going to ignore him.
Ooh.
Is he really trying to put that in Nat's mouth?
Don't make me use up all of my level 3 spell slots.
It might work, right?
Level 2 spell slots.
No, she poisoned herself or something, and she just poisoned Nick. Blood splurted out of her mouth. You weren't here, Bathwack.
I mean, maybe Nick's just not strong enough.
Why are you so insistent on killing this kid, and why am I the only person that is like, let's not kill this child? Why am I the only person? That's what Will yells to the room. Cool! You know what? I'll go talk to the swirly man that all of you hate.
Is Lank asleep at this point?
Lank was still downstairs.
No, you came up with Bathwack.
Oh, okay. I thought I was getting things ready to move out.
Oh, I guess if you didn't choose to go upstairs, maybe I misunderstood.
No, I don't think anything was said. I think Lank would... The skull... Where's the skull?
First floor.
With Steve.
With the horse. Not on him, I think you...
Oh, not on him, okay.
I think he was relieved of his burden.
Okay, then I think I will have to come upstairs just to gather people. I would be upstairs at this point.
Yeah, okay. So you are there. You're hearing this all happen.
If it's just going to hurt him, I think if it didn't work for Nick, I'm not sure it would work for this kid either. Because I heard somewhere that it has to be done soon. He's been a werewolf. This kid has been exposed to being a werewolf more than a day, more than he's been here. It's been a while.
But hold on, Lank. Bathwack really wants to poison this child. I think we should hear him out, right?
Oh, I hadn't considered that, Lank.
Right. He hadn't considered that.
Diplomacy wins again.
But if anybody can help these two, unless Esmeralda can think of somebody else, it sounds like the castle might be their only hope. Mike is very eager to leave.
Well, I need to sit here for another 40 minutes. Or so, you know, however long it would be.
Are we really in that big of a hurry now?
Well, now that Nick did not respond to treatment and started coughing up blood, I'm hesitant to wait.
How wiped out is everyone?
If you, like, now speaking to Bathwack, if you, I don't even know if you can do this, can Steed Corral be out of your, can you lend him to me?
Oh.
And I would go ahead and take Nick to the castle?
Yeah, let's see.
I think so.
I think
you'll
so.
Lose,
I just
you'll lose like communication with him after a point. It's like a mile or something like that. But otherwise, I mean, still he doesn't disappear when he gets far enough away from you, and he's smart enough to follow your instructions.
Yep. Yeah, you could take him.
Okay. Okay. Then that's what Lank's plan would be, knowing that people want to rest and not having any guarantee that this is going to work. He would take Nick on Steed, which immediately makes it sound less dramatic, and ride for the castle. And with that tearful farewell from the company, like...
I feel like it's like, what, really? You want to... God, and I'm like thinking about my situation. Now I'll be left with Batwack, who I am very upset at, and Rafina, who I am completely appalled by. And I'm like, and Esmeralda, who I don't know. And now I'm like, maybe I'll go with you, but I can't go as fast as a horse. You're probably, how fast are you going to go?
Can't you fly quickly?
I can't cast fly right now because I am too tired. I need to wait like another 40 minutes. Like, that's the thing. I only need to wait some minutes to be able to feel comfortable enough to go. Also, do we want to go by ourselves?
Also, you think it probably would take a little longer than your fly spell would last to get there.
Probably. Yeah.
Lank is in earnest to leave right now, but doesn't want to force everybody else to go. Because he knows that they're tired. The group's tired. He's tired, but he wants to go.
So we just need a little bit of a rest. But Lank's okay to go on his own, okay.
Well, all Will needs for his spells is an hour. The rest of you need, basically, you would need to finish the sleep for the rest of the night.
I mean, I haven't used a million spells. I do have a lot of slots.
Will I need Bathwack to explain the situation to Steed?
Sorry, what?
Do you need to explain to Steed what's going on?
Oh, he already knows.
Oh, okay. Then I'm going to take Nick downstairs.
This is terrifying. I feel like Will's like, holy shit, I am in a very bad position because I really don't trust anyone in this room right now. And Lank, although he is like, he's just like a kind of an enigma, at least is a hard hitter. And I know some of his past, which is not as like...
So what does he do about it?
I feel like oh my God.
Well, do I need to roll? How much of this is Will expressed out loud versus can I roll?
What I was thinking of, if you're already going down, I was thinking of actually following you, but I think I'm going to have to drag the kid down with me because I don't trust him. I don't trust to leave him up here with these people.
If Lank is aware that Will is uncomfortable, because Lank doesn't particularly trust Will, but Lank also knows that Will and Nick have known each other longest. So he would offer that you take Nick to a dwarf is light. The steed could probably carry both of us. He just wants to make this run now so that if there's any hope.
That's true. It has to be quick. All right. I will go too. I'm starting to feel better.
Would Will be comfortable if he was alone in the tower? with none of these people? If it was Will and Nat, with Nat tied up.
Oh my God. These are terrible choices. Oh my God. I feel like this is terrible. Technically I would only have to really be alone for about an hour before I could follow you guys. That's the thing. My period is so much shorter than anyone else's. My period is so much shorter.
I didn't want to say anything. I was like, is anyone going to stop there?
my recovery period.
Marginally better.
So now we know why Will's all pissy.
Oh man,
Cause sorry, that belonged in that other episode.
I was going to say, I mean, like, because I would have a private talk, like, I would say, like, can this wait 40 minutes or so? I mean, like, that's the thing. I've been sitting up here for, I've been making sure to sit down.
It's probably a good rough.
I mean, they were in the woods.
Yeah.
I came back, and I've been sitting here while they were getting their stuff.
It hasn't been an hour, but it's been some time. I think that's I'll accept that as,
40 minutes. Can we wait 40 minutes, and then I'll go with you, with Bernard and this kid? But I would say that if you had gone downstairs. I don't know if I can say that out loud around these other people. I'm so
Well, what happens? Right he now. Is starting to...
Did he go down?
Well, he was starting to... He was saying he's going to take Nick. So you'll see him take Nick.
Okay.
Unless somebody else tries to stop him, then take him to the platform, the elevator.
I think split-second decision, I'm just going to grab Nat and make my way onto the platform as he's getting on it.
Okay.
Be careful, we're missing a chain here.
Yeah, hold on to a chain as we go down.
All right, so they're headed down. Rafina and Bathwack, what do you do with that information?
Wow, you just went. Bathwack, should we go too? I think we should go.
Don't really want to, but okay.
Well, you can stay here if you want. I'm going to grab my cat.
What?
I mean, if everyone's leaving, we should stay together.
That's what I think.
Is Esmeralda staying or going? I didn't think to ask. Lank's already on the elevator, so I don't have an answer to that question.
Well, I'm assuming not everybody's going to try to pile on this thing at once, especially with one of the chains gone.
Would not be smart.
Maybe I shouldn't ask, and we'll see what happens.
Oh my god. Well, can I say I've said down as soon as we both got on it?
I'm assuming that's
what happened.
I'm
not talking to these other people right
now. Yeah. So you guys are headed down. These guys, and Esmeralda is going to go along. She's not going to stay behind.
With us right now?
No, with...
Because I was going to say, can I start talking to him as soon as I feel out of earshout, whispering to him?
Yeah. You guys are headed down without them.
I would express what I have basically said before, which is, I only need, like, 40 minutes. Give me 40 minutes, and I will go with you, and I don't trust these other people right now.
Lank, in his response, he's not treating you like he's like, yeah, whatever, Will. But he's like, I don't, if there's any hope for Nick, time is of the essence. Can you take him on the horse?
Well, I don't think I can take the horse, the boy.
If I stay here with Nat and you take Nick to the castle, I won't condone trying to poison him or kill him. I can protect Nat.
I kind of feel more secure with you with me. I feel like even you should have someone with you, right? I mean, like, we're... One, you're very strong and not short at all, but...
I acknowledge that it's dangerous. I just don't... Since we don't have a slew of horses, I don't suppose Bernard can turn into a horse, can he?
He can turn into a bear, and I was going to probably...
Can you ride a bear?
I don't think I can ride him, but I could strap Nat to him, and then in 40 minutes I can fly, and I can cast it a few times if I need to.
Could a bear carry me and Nick?
I have no idea. Probably not. I mean,
bears are pretty big.
Right. But, I mean, I don't know. Do you think
you cast fly on the bear?
I could, actually.
Yeah, you could.
Bear would still be faster than I could walk, certainly carrying Nick.
I mean, this bear is as tame as they get, because it's your brother.
Right.
I would allow that.
Allow him to ride the bear and with Nick? Or I feel like him and Nat would probably make... Cause...
It'd probably be a little easier to control a small body than a large body.
A horse is definitely more adept at handling burdens.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But what are we going to wait or not?
According to my knowledge of bears, which I had prior to this conversation, a bear tops out at 25 miles an hour. So that's good. That's
pretty fast.
That's in horse range. Horses are a little faster, but if you would lend me Bernard, I could get Nick to the castle and come back.
Sorry. Bear stuff out at 25 miles per hour and are very tame if they're your brother.
Or, since you and Bathwack are not happy with each other, I could, because he said I could borrow Steed, I could go on Steed with Nick, and you could go on, or...
This is feeling like a weird logic puzzle right now.
Well, it's a slow elevator. We've got time.
Meanwhile, everyone is dead.
Put Bernard on Steed, fly on both of them, and then have Nat carry them both, because they're flying.
Between a bear and a horse, can we get the four of us to the castle?
String a rope between a bear and a horse.
Because I don't know how logical, like, really, because it's two grown men, a dwarf who actually, how heavy is a dwarf? Half the weight of a man or the same weight of, as a man?
I know. We'll build a trebuchet out of Bernard and a rope.
Oh my god.
But okay, but for the sake of not loading up these animals too much, if I hold my breath, I only weigh 40 pounds.
He breathes helium. Well, the horse can carry like between 500 and 600 pounds. I would say probably.
Really? A horse can carry 500 to 600 pounds? Mm-hmm. Let's all just pile on the horse. That's fine.
Seriously.
Oh my god. All right, well... Jesus, but I don't want to ride Bathwack's horse. Oh, God. He's probably going to bite me or something.
According to this same source, a bear can lift just over 1,000 pounds.
Are you fucking serious? Can they carry that on their back? What can a bear carry on their back?
No, that's just in grocery bags. Like, it only ever has to make one trip from the car back to the house.
I'd be like, Bernard, can you carry me for 40 minutes? Can you carry me and a kid for 40 minutes? And then I fly and you don't have to carry me at all.
You won't be able to rest while you're riding.
Damn it, really?
Yeah.
Come on, he's my brother. He's Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, he's the tamest. He puts you in his pouch. His bear pouch.
So I can't even rest on the horse either.
No.
Oh my god!
You need Bernard to turn into a kangaroo.
You'll be able to rest when you get to the castle.
You need Bernard to turn into a mobile home so that you can sleep on the trip.
What happens is, the rest of the party gets there. And you talk about this the rest of the night.
Oh my god.
Will has rest. No.
Oh no.
Let's split it up. If Bernard can be a bear, let's send you and Nat on Bernard, and I'll take Nick on Steed. Since if it was just an ordinary bear, this wouldn't work. But since you can make the bear understand what the goal is, I think this will work.
The only question is, does Will want to wait 40 minutes?
I feel like he wants to wait 40 minutes. So I think he's just like, okay, go. Take the horse, go with Nick. I have like no spell power left. I would have no ability to protect myself or my brother or anything or do anything. So yeah, I guess I'm waiting here for 40 minutes.
I have this image in my head of like Bernard, like pounding the dirt with his front paws and sitting on top of Bernard is Will. And then this like, completely roped up kid, and the theme from the Never Ending Story playing the one where he's riding.
Yeah.
Look at what you see. Oh no, but Bernard will totally get like drowned in the swamp of sadness, and it will be the saddest story ever. I'll cry forever. Oh man, that movie.
Lank is conflicted because he does not want to leave Will in the lurch.
It's okay. He's throwing a fit, and he'll just drag the child out and sit outside the tower because he's like afraid of Bathwack coming down. Like he feels very cornered right now, and he has no spells.
I would say then turn Bernard into a bear now. Anyway, just because you know a friendly bear is better than not.
Yeah.
So, but Lang's gonna head out so that he can hopefully get some help for Nick, and then come back. Or right. Meet them on the road. I don't know how far away this is.
All right. So, Lank mounts Steed, drapes Nick across, unconscious Nick, across the saddle, and head off into the night across the causeway.
Where's the dragon skull?
The dragon skull is on the first floor of the tower.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
I'm going to have to bring Steed back.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you know, this is like that story of like the guy, they like hit the deer and then they put the deer in the back of the car because they want to take it home and like cook it or something. And then the deer wakes up.
Tommy Boy?
Is that going to happen to Lank? Lank is going to be like on Steed racing toward this castle and all of a sudden Nick is going to, like, wake up.
Yep. That's what I think.
Even if he wakes up, he's going to have one hit point.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. You can just kick him off the side.
Well, we'll find out. Lank is galloping off into the night. The rest of the group rattles down on the elevator. Will is waiting outside with Bernard and Nat to recharge emotionally.
I probably had to wait. Either I have to roll my dice and change Bernard quickly, or I have to wait 10 minutes and cast that spell and then wait another full hour.
Yep.
Fuck. I think I'm going to roll my dice. I haven't done that in a while, but I'm going to do that right now. Because I'm very scared. All right. 50? Is that 0 and 50?
Yep. 50. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to turn him into the bear, right?
The bear.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen?
All right. So you're able to successfully transform Bernard into a giant spider.
Oh, god damn it. That's not useful at all. And what happens to me?
Nothing.
I try it again. I need bear.
How much can spiders carry?
This giant spider? Probably a lot.
Really?
Maybe not as much as a bear.
How quickly would be the...
It could carry one of us in each of its arms.
But then it can't move. It's just flat on the ground holding all of you.
Like those freaky spiders that like do the cartwheels through the desert. It wouldn't feel very good for us.
God,
but
that's so crazy. Oh, yeah. What
does
are
the
those?
Spider have like poison or anything?
Yeah, I think so. If I remember correctly, it can attack and stuff. Yeah.
What are you talking about? They roll, like they hold something over their heads and they toss it back to their legs so that the other legs can keep being on the desert floor while they roll.
You gotta look them up. They're really freaky.
That's crazy. It's
actually called the wheel spider.
Yeah, they do cartwheels. They just,
I don't want to know that.
They're super efficient in their movements.
But
can they juggle? And they can carry a dwarf for 7 miles.
They live in the desert, so you're probably okay.
Yes.
But do they hold things in their other airborne
no!
hands?
No, I was just adding that part.
Anyway,
62.
Will is able to successfully transform Bernard into Frederick.
Not helpful.
What?
I throw the child into the lake and walk away. I give up. Fuck.
That's a little harsh, brother.
Oh, great. Why don't you go kill Bathwack? Can you do that?
Okay.
Really?
Whoops.
And Frederick heads off into the tower to kill Bathwack.
Oh, no.
We'll find out what happens next week on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh, no.
The end!
Oh, no. Oh, there couldn't have been a better ending.
Oh, no.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.